Living Emunah number 2, how much is Hashem really involved? How involved is Hashem in our everyday lives? The Gemara in Chulin cites the following remark of Rabbi Chanina: En adam nokef esbo'o melamata, el im ken machrizin alav melamata. A person does not even stub his toe down below on earth unless this was decreed upon him from above in the heavens. Even small, seemingly insignificant incidents, such as stubbing one's toe, are the result of hashkacha pratis, individual divine providence. The stubbing itself is a manifestation of Hashem's love and affection. As the Gemara continues, that when one bleeds, the blood rises to Hashem as an atonement, like the blood of an offering. Everything that happens in a person's life, whether big or small, is caused directly by Hashem, who always does what is best for us. This concept is further developed as the Gemara in Arachin raises the question, Ad heichan tachlis yisurin? How far does the definition of suffering extend? Which minor inconveniences are considered yisurin, ordeals, brought upon a person by Hashem? The Gemara cites several rabbis who give different examples, indicating how even the smallest events are orchestrated by Hashem. Rabbi Elazar says that even if one had clothing tailored, when he receives it from the tailor, it does not quite fit. This is an ordeal from Hashem. Another rabbi gives the example of one who asks the bartender to add hot water to his wine, but he mistakenly adds cold water. A third rabbi gives the example of one who accidentally puts a shirt on inside out when he gets dressed in the morning, and thus has to take it off and put it on again. Rava says that even if one put his hand in his pocket to remove 3 coins, but only removes 2, and thus he has to put his hand back in his pocket to take out the 3rd coin, this is anguish sent from Hashem. The Gemara notes that this information is important to know, because if a person goes through a period of 40 days without any Yisurin at all, then he must be concerned that he has been given his eternal reward already in this world. One might ask, how does a person know he is getting his share of the next world in his lifetime just because he did not experience any of these kinds of inconveniences over the course of 40 days? Perhaps he always had a careful bartender and a skilled tailor and was always attentive when he put on his shirt or took money out of his pocket. The answer is that neither the tailor nor the bartender has the final say on what happens to us. Hashem is directly involved in the tailoring of our clothing, the preparation of our drinks, and even when we get dressed and take cash out of our wallet. This is the extent to which Hashkacha Pratit, individual divine providence, extends. When we realize that Hashem is with us 24 hours a day, in every aspect of our lives, down to the smallest and least significant details, and that He always deals with us kindly, it becomes much easier to respond to the day-to-day inconveniences that we face with a smile. We will not be disturbed when the shirt does not fit, and even when we are injured and bleed, we can feel gratified knowing that we have just brought a korban, a sacrificial offering, that was lovingly accepted by Hashem.